I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Katerina Legato and James Jennings.
Hello everyone, welcome. Thanks for joining us again, whether you're watching us on video or listening to us on your audio device. Hello Katerina.
Hello James. Hi everybody, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. And the topic for this week's episode is we're talking about how to deal with coattail riders. Now, I'm not sure if coattail riders is a term that is particularly Australian
dictionary.
Or in the dictionary. I think it is. Katerina hadn't heard it, but I feel like it's common enough that I've busted it out. But if you don't know what the term means,
explain it to people.
I'll do that. So if you're a coattail rider, you're essentially trying to latch onto someone else's success and let them carry you forward. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole idea about, you know, someone's going somewhere and doing something and you're hooking onto them and trying to catch a free ride off their success or whatever they're doing.
Mm.
That's it in simple terms. So I think it's pretty common. I think it's pretty common for people to try and maybe jump on the train if you're going somewhere or you're successful or you live your life in a certain way that they might aspire to.
Mm.
You can find people kind of like, I guess, latch on like leeches is a pretty harsh term, but like, you know, like little leeches just kind of like sucking onto you and trying to, you know, get a bit of your energy. So, and the reason I wanted to talk to you about it, Katerina, because from a spiritual perspective, you see things from an energetic perspective. What do you think's going on? And is there a way to deal with people like this? And do you see people like this in your life?
Mm-hmm. I think people like this often that feel that they don't have the energy within themselves to create their own reality. So they look at somebody else's reality and go, okay, I want a piece of that. So what do? They will latch on energetically to that person. But by doing that, they're going to tell that person, make them believe that they are, you know, you need me or I'm good for you or, I, you know, if we can do this together and it'll be even better. So they're going to have to find a weakness in the person to actually be able to latch on to and make that person who is successful, who's on their path, make them believe that, you know, I can be of a benefit to you. Otherwise, they're not going to have an entry in. So it's always about being able to find an entry or a weakness in a person to be able to say, right, I can kind of feel what, you know, if I can kind of hook onto this person, make them believe that, you know, they need me, then they're going, then I'm going to get that free ride. Because what that person is saying actually is that they're insecure, that they don't believe in themselves enough to be able to believe that they can create their own reality,
mm.
or they can be jealous of someone else's success. So they're going to kind of want to go, well, maybe I can take some of that for myself.
Mm.
It could be a little narcissistic also. And I think jealousy is a big thing too. I think people, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are very jealous of other people's success, and people who are successful are often people who've focused, who've put a lot of energy into their success. They've probably made a lot of sacrifices to achieve the success that they have. And so often you'll always have these people around, these successful people who kind of, you know, they don't feel they don't have the power to create it for themselves, so they'll want to latch onto these people.
Mm.
You know, I remember when I started doing this work, you know, there were so many people showing up. Oh, you know, maybe I can, you know, do this with you or do that with you. And, you know, you just have to learn to have those boundaries and say no. I remember even, you know, when I started out kind of coming out doing readings more publicly, you know, I'd have girlfriends come over and they'd barely, you know, had said hello to me,
mm.
and they'd be sitting, they hadn't even sat down, they'd, oh, you know, this happened to me or I met this guy, what do you think, what do you feel? They just wanted a free reading. They just wanted to, you know, exploit my gift for their benefit. They didn't really care about me.
Mm-hmm.
And so throughout my life, I've had to really be careful of that, because I have had so many people that just want to exploit me for my gifts. It's that plain and simple. They just want to kind of use and abuse or have a free ride off my back. So it's hard, because sometimes, you know, we kind of, you know, we're good people and we just see the good in everybody. But unfortunately, not everybody's like that. Hey,
yeah, that's unfortunately, yeah. And I think what you said is right. It's if you people have a special gift or a talent, it seems to be obviously far more prevalent.
Mm.
And I just thought of examples in the creative sphere. So I think artistic, creative people, I'm not going to stereotype here, but I would say that they're probably more open, trusting types of people, which probably makes them easier targets for these vampiric people or people who want to hook in and ride on the coattails. So they are potentially more easily exploited. And what popped into my head is that, like, some famous musicians. So, I mean, you could look at Elvis and, you know, Colonel Tom Parker, who was his manager, was kind of, like, famous for basically looking after himself and exploiting Elvis. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, I know there's a movie about it, but he was, like, in a really dark place for years, because this, I think he was either his psychologist or his doctor, basically saw the weakness there and latched and controlled his entire life for a really long period of time. And he was just obviously trying to get the money and and the accolades that came from being associated with Brian Wilson. And, well, he just was drained of his life force.
Yeah, that's right. But people like that will try and drain your life force. And your life force is the energy that you've used, that you have around you to continue to be successful, to use your creative talents and gifts. So these people will try and suck it out of you because, again, they don't feel they have it inside of them. And money's always the big thing, isn't it? I think, you know, people that are very successful often are quite prosperous, and so they're easy targets for people who are looking to make money on the back of somebody else, somebody else's success. Yeah,
absolutely. So what helped you over the years to sort of, I guess, differentiate between people who were there because they loved you or your friends or whatever, they were there for authentic purposes?
Yeah, that was some years ago. So I began to wake up to it because I began to sort of realize, like, these people are only just friends are coming over, so-called friends were only coming over when they needed anything.
Right.
You know, they weren't there when I, you know, if they didn't need something, you'd never hear from them. So I learned early in the piece that I needed to form incredibly strong boundaries and learn to say no or, you know, cut cords with these people because they were just there because they would want to exploit my gifts.
Yeah. Yeah, but
rather than supporting me and saying, yeah, hey, you know what, I do want a reading and I do want some guidance, and how about, even though you're my friend, I book in and support you and, you know, what you're doing.
Yep.
But, yeah, people, there's a lot of very, greedy. I think they're just greedy people, hey, greedy, and they obviously... they're users.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a nice way to put it. They're users, and they just are out there looking for people that they can exploit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, a fair and equitable relationship is where, I guess, there's an equal amount of give and take. You know, it's like there's a flow between people which is on an even level. But if there's way more taking than giving, or you're the one doing all the giving and they're doing all the taking, then that's when you've got to kind of snap out of and go, well, wait a minute, this isn't a fair, equitable relationship. This is off balance.
There isn't a balanced transference of energy.
Yeah.
You know, there's all there's the giver and the taker, and obviously, you know, takers will always look for people that are the givers because they know that they're going to be much easier to exploit rather than a nice balanced energy of give and take. But it happens a lot with children too, doesn't it? You were finding with your daughter that she's being exploited at the moment by other kids because she's so talented and creative.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So it happens in the playground at school.
It does. It starts young. Like, you know, as you said, like, she's a really creative kid, very sensitive kid, and a giver. You know, she's got a big heart.
She is.
And but look, I guess, you know, I guess she's lucky she's got us to kind of help give her advice and guide her a little bit. And she's also very not to diminish her, she's an incredibly smart kid as well. So she sees these things herself. So she knows to protect herself, but she, even at her age, she's starting to go, wait a minute, I'm having these creative ideas. There's other people who are latching on and trying to take credit for it or look like it was their idea.
Yeah.
And they're trying to sideline me. They're trying to push me to the side and act like they're the one at the center of all these cool things. But the thing is like, I know that she doesn't do those things for the glory and like, look at me, I came up with your idea.
It just comes naturally from her.
It's who she is. But the other person, they are doing it for egotistical reasons. They want to be the centre.
These kids, yeah. This is also learnt behaviour for their parents. Maybe their parents are like that.
It's narcissism, too.
People that go out just, you know, what they can take. They're here to see what they can take rather than what can I give.
Yep.
So what can I take? So they all, you know, they seek out these people who are very giving and loving and talented and just go, right, you know, there's a nice target. And I just go after that person and ride off their back or take their ideas.
Yeah.
You know, exploit them for money or for energy or whatever it is. Yeah. Exactly. Or hang out with them, be their friend because it's really cool. If I'm their friend, then I'm going to look super cool.
Exactly.
I think you've got to be very wary of people like this. Even, you know, in the school grounds of kids like this, because, you know, they can be very upsetting for your child if they are incredibly talented in whatever, you know, way and they've got other kids trying to kind of rain on their party.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, exactly. And look, you know, I've always been quite protective of her because of her big heart. And I know, you know, big hearts are the ones that are easy targets for people who are takers. But to her credit, like she, as I said, she's really, she's getting very good at identifying people like that now. And so she knows how to protect herself.
She's learning early in age,
And
I see it kind of like there's always leaders and followers, you know. There's people, these creative, successful people, often leaders. They've just led themselves. They've created the reality they want, and I'm sure they've put a lot of hard work into it. And then you've got these people who are the followers, that they follow and look for people that they can latch on to take their life force from them, rather than they do the work. They're looking for a quick way to get in.
Aren't
they?
Exactly.
Just kind of a shortcut. Like, I don't want to put in all that energy and, you know, to become my own version of my own success, so I'll hook on to someone else and, you know, try and create a shortcut of doing that.
But look, in terms of protecting yourself from that, I mean, look, obviously watching out for the warning signs is the most obvious one. But one thing that I've spoken to my daughter about, and I would probably suggest this as well, is be careful who you share your ideas with. If you are a creative person, make sure that if you have ideas that are important and valuable to you, don't share them willy-nilly, because there will be people who are like, I'll take that. That's now my idea. And so my advice to her is like, I know, Lily, it's hard because you're an open person and you like to give and you like to share. But I'm like, I just don't think you can tell this person your ideas anymore. I think you're going to have to rein it in a bit, and which is really unfortunate, because it's not natural. It's not a natural state to be secretive and kind of keep that stuff to yourself. But I'm like, if you keep doing it, they're going to keep taking it. So don't give them the fuel. Don't give them the food.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, just be aware of the leaders and the followers and see, you know, and, you know, I think if you're very successful and you need to hang out with other people who are successful, because they're not going to have anything that they want to exploit or take from you.
Yeah, exactly.
But, true friends, but people that, you know, be aware that there are a lot of takers and users and abusers out there too, unfortunately, who will look to latch onto your energy and make you feel like you need them or make you feel like you owe them. You know, they put false ideas into your mind, and sometimes these ideas can even be unconscious, where you don't realize that they're projecting, you know, you need me or I'm good for you, so that they can find their way in and exploit you.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you just got to...
This happens in the workplace quite a bit.
Oh, God, yeah. I would say it happens, like, majorly, massively in the workplace.
Yeah, I hear this with clients, yeah.
Yeah, people are stealing ideas and stuff.
A lot, yeah. Well, they're working really hard, and then, other people are getting the credit for the hard work they've done.
So it's kind of prevalent everywhere. So you've got to be quite alert to protect yourself. Obviously, it's probably harder in the workplace when you've got superiors who are further up the food chain and they're skilled at manipulating situations so that it looks like they're the ones who are doing the work or are coming up with the brilliant ideas. You know,
very competitive in the workplace too.
Yeah.
There's so much competition about who's better than somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too is like to be aware of is like if you find that you are particularly talented at something or you're finding newfound success, you know, always be very mindful about the people who are there for you and supporting you before that came along, and the people who just loved you and supported you just because that's what they do, and the people who suddenly come out of the woodwork and are like, oh, you know, I want jumping on the gravy train, as the saying goes.
There'll always be a lot of people coming out of the woodworks when you do finally get to that level of success that want to jump onto your train and kind of take a piece of that action from you. So, yeah, it's about keeping your energy protected and also, you know, remembering that, you know, to always maintain very strong boundaries around you so that you're not allowing people to just come in and vampirize your energy, take your energy for their benefit. Yeah, and this is all self-love, self-respect. You've worked hard to achieve a certain, you know, status or, you know, success in your life. And, yeah, there's going to be the wolves out there that want to take that, take a piece of that action from you.
Absolutely. Do you think it would be worthwhile, like even just if you're going to be going into an environment where you know you're going to be around people like that, just imagining, you know, a force field or a barrier around you, an energetic barrier, which kind of like, it's like, you know, like solid glass. People can't.
However you want to see it, or mirrors mirroring out, you know, mirroring away from you, people's negative thoughts or jealousy or whatever they're feeling around you, you know. Just, the more you maintain that shield of protection around you, the harder it will be for people to latch on to you and influence you in a way that, you know, you feel like, oh, you know, I need to have this person in my life for whatever reasons, when really you probably would, you know, if you've got that force field of protection around you, you're like, well, I don't need you. You go create your own show.
Absolutely. I just remembered a classic example of someone trying to, I don't know if this kind of fits the coattail rider thing, but it's definitely someone who was a user that I had to block. So there was a period of time where I was working for a high profile magazine, and I guess my role wasn't junior, it was kind of more mid. And there were other people who worked for the magazine, other writers. And there was a particular freelance writer who was incredibly dismissive of me, and like, it's almost like I felt like he looked down on me, wasn't particularly friendly to me, just was very kind of like just a bit of an asshole, really, for no reason. Just like,
beep, beep.
Yeah, just basically just thought I was beneath him.
Mm.
Anyway, I got promoted.
Wow.
And I got given a role where I would be the one who decides which freelance writers would be used.
Mm.
And guess who all of a sudden turned into the nicest person in the world? Oh, mate, oh, good to see you. How you been? Like night and day.
Of course.
And I was watching this guy going, how dumb do you think I am that you've treated me like I'm dirt? And then all of a sudden I'm now essentially your boss. And you're treating me like I'm your best mate. And as he was doing this whole, like, you know, spiel to me about, like, oh, how you been? What's going on? I'm just thinking in my head, you are never writing for this magazine ever again.
Good for you.
And
you got rid of him.
I did, yeah. Mm. I didn't give him any more work because, well, look, the thing is like, you know, you can be a bit of an a-hole and might be a brilliant writer. Maybe you'll get work, but you'd want to be pretty good to be a bit of an a-hole and get work. But not only was he an a-hole, he wasn't that good of a writer. So it wasn't like it was a big loss. It was just like, see you later, pal. Mm-hmm. So anyway, not quite coattail riding, but definitely someone who's trying to latch onto your success.
Yeah, and many reasons for people to want to latch on.
Yeah.
I think you just got to recognize it and not even allow them to upset you. Actually feel kind of good about the fact that they want to ride on the back of your success.
Yeah, like, it's flattering.
Flattering, really. And just say no.
Just say
Go
no.
Go create your own thing. You know, I think we're all very creative beings. You know, you just got to do the hard work.
Yep, that's it.
It took me many years to get to where I am and lots of hard work and sacrifices and, you know, writing my books while my friends were off at the beach and having a great... I was inside writing my books, focusing. It took a lot of strength and clarity and focus and hard work.
Yeah, and you're making sacrifices. And
absolutely.
And that's it. If you want the rewards, you've got to make the sacrifices and do the work.
And, I don't like it when people try to latch on to me and kind of go, oh, well, maybe, you know, I can hook up with you and... Oh, I think everybody's got their own talents, and I think you've got to go out there and explore what those talents are and not be afraid.
Absolutely, yeah.
To create your own successful story, because everybody's capable of a successful story.
Yeah,
you've just got to go out there and believe in yourself.
That's right. So go out there, blaze your own trail, watch out for coattail riders. Don't let anyone latch onto or try and steal your success. And if you're someone who does that, just don't. You know,
believe in your own.
Exactly, believe in your own ability. Do the work, and it will be infinitely more rewarding when you're the one who's done the work and you're the one who put in all the effort to make your dream happen. So, you know, get out there, do it, make those dreams happen, and be good to each other, as always.
That's it. Okay, lots of love, and please share our videos and hit the like button.
Indeed. And if you've got any comments or want to, you know, drop us a message, please do that as well. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye, everyone.
See you next time. Bye, everyone.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katarina, please visit www.patreon, that's patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.